Hello and welcome to today's Tinycast. I'm Barry Winbolt. And a question was given to me yesterday, or came to me yesterday, which was about changing direction when something's not working. So would I talk about that today? Well, here goes. There's something odd about human nature that, well, there's a lot that's odd, isn't there? Let's face it. But there's something odd in that. Have you ever noticed, and I will say you, because I'm pretty sure you do it, that when something doesn't work for you, you do some more of it. You don't think, this isn't working, I'd better change direction. So if we're in an argument, say, or things are getting a bit tense in a personal relationship, and we think, he, she, they haven't heard me, they're not responding as I want, I've told them what I want, and I'm not getting it, so what do I do now? I'll tell you what I do, I raise my voice. And I'll say it some more, and some more, and some more. And of course, I get more emotionally engaged. I begin to lose my marbles a bit in the moment. I begin to lose the ability to think straight. And so on and so forth. You know the rest. And it happens in a number of other things too. Give you an example from my own life. I drive a fair bit around my local neighbourhood. And somebody tells me, I get a hint there's a bit of a hold-up on the traffic on the road out of town, and I take no notice of it. I'm an optimist. So I think by the time I get there, there won't be anything in my way. I'll be able to flow straight through it. Now, this has happened to me 3 times on the same stretch of road in about the last 2 months. So chances are, statistically, if I get a whiff of something being wrong on that road, I'd better take it seriously. But what do? I go back to my old habit and I use the usual route. So what do you do? How do you change a habit? Now, bearing in mind that yesterday's tiny cast, which was intended to be 5 minutes, actually went to 24 plus minutes, I'm going to keep this. We're at 2:10. So I've got 2 minutes and a bit max to give you some info that might be useful to you if you're thinking about changing direction, or more to the point, if you're not thinking about changing a direction, but you're stuck with something that's not working. So what do you do? Well, the first rule from solution-focused thinking is do something different. Always do what's working. Do more of it if it's working well. And if it's not, for goodness sake, change direction. Do something different. And that is the bit of gem, the wisdom for today. So take it and do with it what you will. There is another step to this, which I think is quite useful in terms of training our minds. And that is, the mind defaults to the things it knows best, and they're very often not particularly positive. So it's a good exercise. Here's an exercise for you. Try it today and see how you get on. Try it for a few days. Ask yourself, what if? You know, when you're heading for doing something you've done before, and maybe there's a hint that it didn't work, or maybe you're not sure about it, or even if you are sure about it, just ask yourself, well, what if I didn't have this line of behaviour or this whatever it is open to me? What if I had to find another way, or I had to do something different? What are the options? Now, that what if question came from a guy called Vaihinger in about 1890. He wrote a book called What If? He was a German philosopher. Forgive me, Germans, if he was Viennese, or forgive me. Anyway, he was from that neck of the woods. And he wrote this book, and it got inducted into current thinking in some forms. Now, here's the value of asking yourself, what if? See, the mind tends to go to what it knows best, as I've already said. And if I sit back and think, well, I know I have no choice here. I know I'm stuck in this job I don't like. I know I have to pay the mortgage or the rent or whatever it happens to be. Then I feel trapped and there's nothing I can do. But if I'm brave enough to say to myself, well, what if? What if I wasn't doing this? What would I be doing? What if, I don't know, there was an option? I know there's no option, but what if there was? What could it be? And you will find that this exercise, it begins to loosen up your thinking. So I've used this a lot in my work as a therapist, and I use it in my life. It just exercises the mind. So tiny cast for today, that's it. Still 9 seconds to go. This is Barry Winbolt. Do let me know how you get on with this. info@barrywinbolt.com. All the best. Have a great day.